Serengeti. My metal heavy, G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie machete, I keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
The dead mind teacher, the book of Enoch reader, the five deadly venom chess beater, the chess teacher, the guest speaker, the Miami flesh. I'm the physical of severely compressed ether. Carry wisdom of a severely distressed geeta. The act of cowardice you display is your best feature. Chastiser of the enemy, death's reaper. Logic dictate experience, the best teacher. I gave him two choices, he didn't deserve either. Confession doesn't work to a deeply disturbed preacher. Everything is tainted with blood from a snub heater. Father, please instruct me on how to perform Petra. Smoked in every country, Galata the bomb reefer. Poked in every country, Galata the Don Divas. I was resurrected by Tropical Storm Jesus. I was then selected to the form fetus.
I'm dead already, this head is petty. My metal heavy, G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
Yo, MC, what up?
G.O.D. of the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie machete, I keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
It's the word, baby, God, son.
G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
Yeah, that's right. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. I don't care how hot it gets. Yeah, I'm a target individual. I've been in microwave for years. The NSA has been microwaving me for years. Now we got a bunch of CIA sissies crying because, they stay at the Holiday Inn last night. Oh, they got woke up from sleep from a little burst of little energy. You P-U-S-S-Y-I-E-S. I've been getting microwave for years. Yeah. I like the heat. But you know what? You MFers need to get used to the heat. Because where you're going, you get used to it. All right? As a matter of fact, can we play that... Yeah. That's what I got in store for you guys. That's what I got in store for you. As a matter of fact, I want you crunchy. Is it crunchy? I want nice and crunchy. Listen, let's play the first clip that I had for the show here.
Hold on. Hey, can we get into this first?
Well, hold on. Don't break it. Let's play this first clip.
We're learning new details tonight about suspected directed energy microwave attacks targeting CIA officers and top national security officials. We first started hearing about them, and we told you about them here on Special Report in 2016, shortly after then-President Obama opened the embassy in Havana, Cuba. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon has the latest tonight about a suspected attack here at home.
U.S. officials say there are now 130 suspected victims, mostly CIA operatives and U.S. diplomats, being treated for brain injuries, debilitating headaches and vertigo, the targets, they believe, of a directed energy microwave weapon.
There's a mysterious direct energy weapon that is being used, and it is causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injury.
New indications suggest the incidents go as far back as 1996. Two individuals working on the NSC believe they were targeted in 2019 and in 2020, just after the election. One was near the White House and one was walking her dog. The Russians have been working on mobile microwave weapons for years.
We have to get more information and we got to tell the public what's going on.
The U.S. Air Force and tech firm Epirus have developed a mobile high-energy microwave weapon to bring down drones drones. Epirus is also working on a miniature variant of the weapon that can be easily transported on a pickup truck. This is the type of technology that might be targeting American diplomats.
Russia certainly has the means and the motive to conduct these attacks. I mean, there's some evidence out there that certainly points to Vladimir Putin, the KGB operative in the Kremlin, being responsible.
The only victim so far to come forward, former CIA head of the Europe desk, Mark Polymeropoulos, was targeted while visiting Moscow 4 years ago and forced to retire.
It's pretty insidious because it also doesn't leave any kind of, you know, open scars or wounds.
Mark lobbied for treatment at Walter Reed's National Center for the Intrepid. As part of his therapy, he painted this mask of a Superman cape with a broken CIA shield with an arrow through it to symbolize the moral injury he felt when at first he was not believed by the CIA.
The CIA is now taking the issue seriously, but without the actual weapon, U.S. officials don't
they're
know.
They're now taking the issue seriously.
Alleged attacks.
You know what?
Jennifer Griffin.
Listen. Listen. As I bring the NSA to court.
Okay.
Yeah. As I bring them to court, and they're gonna have to admit to either. They're going to have to do one of two things. They're going to have to put these 130 CIA operatives who complained to being microwaved into a psych ward, or they're going to have to pay me. You're going to have to pay me. I've been complaining about this for years, along with other targeted individuals. Now, make a choice, because guess what? I'm knocking at your door. What you gonna do? All right. Anyways,
he come knock at the front door. Anyone's whoa.
Hey, I got paperwork stretching years back on this. Okay, my medical has been happening to me. I got years of paperwork. Backing my stuff up. All right. When this bubble collapses, I'm either going to be a rich man or it's going to be a lot of people thrown in the same asylums. So let's continue on with the show here. I know Will Trevitt wants to come on to the show with the guest, and I'm going to let him bring the guest on, and we'll get this second hour here started. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, so I'm out here in Long Island. I was in Manhattan, and I'm investigating a few different things. And I mentioned it on the show once or twice. I guess I asked you guys initially a couple days ago if you heard of this Nature Boy cult. And it's also used to be called Melanation. Now it's called Carbonation. There's a very scant...
I'm sorry, you said Nature Boy. I had to. Sorry.
Yes, I know. That's what everyone thinks. That's what everyone thinks. Rick Flair, yeah, he did. That's what everyone thinks. So he's not the cool, real Ric Flair. But yeah, so I'm here with my boy Ryan. Ryan, what's your Instagram?
It's Ryan D Reality.
So check that out. He's got a lot of the stories on his Instagram. But why don't you tell people a little bit about this cult and what's going on?
So about 6 months ago, I got involved with following Nature Boy, and come to find out, in order to go and be a part of Carbonation, the women he brings in, he's a black man who enslaves black women. He brings them there. The first day they're there, they get some. He starves them.
We're losing Will and each other on YouTube.
All right,
okay, something happened.
Yeah, we lost you for about 10 seconds. You said they were treating women in a certain way, and then all we got was about 10 seconds, and then starving them.
Yeah, so basically he brings them there, and the first day they go there, they get pretty much sodomized. He tells most of these young women are in their early 20s. He tells them that if they have STDs, they can be naturally healed without medication. One woman went out there with heart disease. She ended up dying. Babies have gone missing without being
died. I don't know if you guys caught this part, but he also mentioned the fact that he has himself, the cult leader, has also admitted that he lets his son not only touch his penis, but play with his penis, and he likes to be naked in front of other kids.
Get your hand off my penis!
Yes, that's our slogan here, but apparently not his.
And he will basically starve the woman. I flew in an ex-member of his cult that was going to try to expose him. She then reneged on it, I think maybe out of fear. But the thing is what she told me and how that I just cannot believe the government is allowing this to go on. And not only that, they have almost $1 million together in SBA loan fraud. And I feel like nobody's paying attention to this.
Why can't we just crash one of their little orgy fests and Arnold Schwarzenegger this guy?
Well, they are located in Puerto Rico right now. They've already gotten kicked out of 5 countries. I've seen some of the photographs provided by some of the ex-members, and the abuse I saw on one woman's face was literally horrific. Her entire face was swollen up, and there's been several ex-members who have come out and talked about a lot of weird stuff going on. They smelled so bad they were denied to get on one international flight. So they are down there in Puerto Rico, and also there's this mysterious situation with this baby. What's up with the baby, Ryan?
Well, her real name is God rest her soul, Baby Love, and he had one of the girls. He had impregnated her and made her drink a bunch of shots of vodka and this and that. And there is actually a video. I'm still trying to find it. Where he said with his own words, "I sacrificed a kid." I'm still looking for that video. I'm going to get that. I did have it, but they unsent it. But we believe something fishy because in Puerto Rico, it's supposed to be reported. Supposedly, it's never been reported. This guy is just, he'll put the women in the closets. He makes them beat each other on YouTube.
Oh, tell him what the men have to drink.
The men have to drink his sperm to get his knowledge, in order to attain his knowledge. That's one of the things. So he invites men in. He sodomizes the men also. So he, you know.
Oh, wow. So there's a little glucon going on there.
But see, this is what pisses me off. BBC did a report on this when there were white women involved, and they went and saved the white women and left the black women to rot. Now we have a president that says, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. But yet there is a cult, a black man enslaving black women in America. And Biden and nobody is doing nothing to stop this. Nobody. And YouTube is allowing a pedophile to talk about this on his YouTube. How his son plays with his penis. It's sad. And I just want to say this. If you guys would like to look for any... excuse my voice. I'm losing it. Hold on.
Yeah, so
It's not as though the son plays with his penis. It's not as though his son is a cat and his penis is a cat toy. What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, and right after that, he says he likes to be naked around other kids. He said it multiple times. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're getting out of the shower, you know what I'm saying, and you're kid walks in and they're like, oh, what's that, daddy? Oh, that's my penis. You know what I'm saying? But it's another thing to let your kid play with your penis. You know what
after
I'm saying?
After sex, like rub it or play. He talked about how he rubs it after having sex with the mom in front of the child.
This guy's banging trannies, and there's people that have actually ended up dead there. So it's concerning, and this type of behavior, you know, typically escalates.
And I just want to let any of your viewers know, if you ever want to see any really good info on Nature Boy, go to the T-H-E-T-E-A, and just type in the T Nature Boy. She has really good footage of who he really is and a lot of the stuff, which I'm trying to get her to come aboard to help with this also.
Now, okay, I hope you don't mind me playing devil's advocate here, but men, whenever they got it, you know, I'm going to liken, I know it's a totally different situation, but I'm going to liken playing devil's advocate to, let's say, the late Hefner. Now, it's every man's fantasy to have a harem. You know, lots of women. Straight males, anyways. So, when a man achieves that dream of having a harem, when does it go from being a good thing to a bad thing and a sex cult? And that should be exposed and destroyed.
Women, they abuse the women physically and mentally. Uh-huh. That is when it went wrong.
Well, it's not. I think if you want to bang as many chicks as you want and they're consenting, that's fine. When physical abuse and claims of pedophilia and claims of missing kids and potentially a sacrifice kids, that's where I have a problem. I mean,
okay. I just wanted to clarify that for the people listening.
Thing too, V, is there are some ex-members who have spoken out who are in some way related to Malachi Z. York. So I guess they thought this guy was legit for a little while, but he's actually seems kind of like a narcissist. And he said some, I haven't researched this as heavily as Ryan has, but the stuff that he showed me on video is rather alarming.
The guy, listen, if you're going to make people drink your sperm so they can gain your knowledge, that is beyond narcissist. That breaks the roof of narcissist.
Yeah, that's over. That's really over the top. Drinking semen. I mean, you could never. That's crazy.
Take my load and become knowledgeable. Yeah, I bet when it hits the back of your throat, you'd be like, "Oh, I know not to do that again." Okay.
What was that? The search term to find the person.
Nature Boy cult, carbonation, and then also melanation. They have a YouTube channel, but you're gonna want for the if people that want to find more information about this, you're gonna want to follow the TEA. If you put the T into YouTube, they have I think around 20,000 subs or maybe more. I'm not sure off the top of my head. And they do a lot of good expose on what's going on with the Nature Boy cult, and also Ryan D. Reality on Twitter. We're out doing investigations as well too. So yeah, but you definitely want to check out the T on YouTube, TEA.
All right then. Wow.
And
after taking a look at this, I just would like you to look at the documentary of why the white girls were saved out of there and all the black women were left to rot. And the government's doing nothing.
That I find the most interesting aspect out of all of it, because being a black man myself, and have been with, well, I can say 90% of my partners have been white women. I know there's that prejudice there, and the whole, why don't you date other black women? Why does it got to be my daughter? I've been there, and that really needs to be fleshed out. That really needs to be brought to the front, you know, because you hear these old comedians, you know, these old, when I say old comedians, I mean, you know, these racist comedians are like, oh yeah, and then, you know, punchline is my daughter comes home with a black boyfriend, you know, and that punchline, and it's like, that's awful. Yeah, it's awful. And I gotta wonder what the hell. So, yeah, no, white woman can't be with black man. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you a question though. as a black man, I want to know, how do you feel about the fact that there is another black man enslaving black women, your own people, that has been done to them for too long and is doing that currently right now as we speak?
Well, I don't think he is seeing in color. He had white women as well. I think he's only, you just brought up the fact that he's an extreme narcissist. I don't think color comes into it for him. It's just people and how many he can get under his influence.
But why did the government go in and take out the white girls and like just the black girls just left? Where
have to be conditioned. We have to be. The government has.
Somebody, they need to do something about this. They need to really step in.
But I understand that from a moral standpoint, you're absolutely correct. But from a social engineering aspect, the government wants us conditioned. If we are not enslaved by something, that they want us enslaved by something. If one of our own is willing to step in and play a slave master, they don't care.
That's right. Yeah, they'll pick that up rather easily, you know. And it's some of the stuff that he professes to be against too, which is ironic, you know. But he's adapting the same Europeanism as he professed to hate. So it's interesting and ironic all at the same time. But yeah, I find it very interesting, and I thought that this would be something we chat about for a segment here, just because, you know, people only really start caring about this stuff when it's kind of too late and more families get involved in this stuff. I mean, only now, I mean, people like V and myself have been speaking out against Scientology, organized religion, and several other cults for that matter, but specifically Scientology, just to give an example, for well over a decade. And only now, when Leah Remini comes out, are people starting to join the bandwagon and denounce Scientology. So that's what we need to do. We need to get it to a level, because at this point, there's no books written about this. There's no even a Wikipedia page about this guy. There's very scant articles. So it's our duty to do what we can to inform people, because there's a lot of people out there, pardon me for the hiccup, that are out there selling false dreams and alternate realities, because they know what we're trapped in right now is very bad, and people want to mislead people for their own ends. And so any single person that we could discourage from joining this cult would be a great idea. So the best way I think we can do that is by exposing these fools.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to get rid of these guys. I mean, I really want to.
So what do you recommend?
I don't see how this happens, and I think really this all starts with, you know, this healing. You know, there's so much abuse. There's so much abuse, and we as black men, I think, have recovered a lot from you know, the abuse of slavery and that sort of thing, but the subjugation of the woman, which has happened in most cultures, has been a multi-millennial thing. So we have this mindset of the woman, of her needing to be, and it might also be biological, but this mindset of a woman needing to be dominated. And that's fine. There's a good dominating. Then there's the abusive dominating. And once a woman gets in that situation, she doesn't know how to get out of it. They're stuck in a state of trauma. They're frozen. And there's just this helplessness. I wish there was some little mechanism, a little button that would make them snap and tear a dude apart or something. I mean, at least run from the situation. Run, and run until you can't run anymore. I don't know. I just don't
One of the things that he's doing, and I just want you to think about it from this aspect, he tells women that if you have an STD, that he'll be able to heal you without medication. So now it's causing more people to become infected, and then it's hitting our children, and children, it's going to be a domino effect, a generational curse. And he says, I hate the fact that, like, Jim Jones, you know how many black families went to the police and the police didn't listen? I feel like this is the same situation. And it's going to have the same ending unless we make it a reality that they need to be exposed. This is, it needs to end. That's just how I feel about this.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up Jim Jones part of this, because there are lots of experimentations going on by the government, covertly. That was one of those situations where that was an experimentation, that was an experiment. The Applegate, that was an experiment. I do believe it was the Applegate. There's several different cults where if you look into them, you'll find some fed behind one of these
not just some cults. You're going to look at it and see it everywhere. And that's another thing.
It's everywhere.
We're going to pay attention to this. Because you saw it with Jim Jones and the CIA connections. You saw it with the Unabomber and the MK Ultra connections. You saw it with Wayne Williams. You saw it with Son of Sam. You see the intelligence. You see the military. You see the Satanism. You see the fact that the cops didn't do their job and or were involved in almost all of these serial killers, large terroristic people. I mean, almost everybody, Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, heard voices in his head and Satan. I mean, even Aaron Hernandez was drawing Illuminati and all seeing eyes on his cell there. So you see the same themes over and over and over again. And after 1,000 or so times, you have to say, is this still a coincidence?
Well, and this telltale sign, whenever the authorities won't help you, won't investigate something because they get that call immediately and are told to stand down. That's a telltale sign that the government has their hands all over something. And their favorite thing to experiment with are cults. They're in the business of mind control, government, gubernamente, mind control.
Don't forget, government was also in some ways involved in Nexium, not directly, but in some ways involved in Nexium. Don't forget about the cult of Jeffrey Epstein, that he was an FBI informant. So it seems like everywhere you turn, there's a stinking Fed. And I just wonder how much better off the world would be if, you know, instead of the Feds and creating these cults, they actually broke up these cults like Nature Boy, so we can finally restore the term Nature Boy to its rightful owner, Rick the Golden Boy Flair.
Woo! Yeah. Woo!
Hey, yeah. By the way, V, I think you now I understand why you said Applegate. You're talking about Heaven's Gate, right? With
Heaven's Gate, Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, Marshall Applewhite was the guy.
It's the apple and then the gate. That's why I always put those together.
Wait, why is he saying apple? And I'm like,
I did a documentary on it. The guy was a signal intelligence officer for the Army. Get that. That's the first thing you should know about the guy. A signal intelligence officer for the Army. He comes out with a mind control cult. A mind control cult. Go figure. So, anyways,
Can I say one thing, though?
Yes, go ahead.
I do not believe, and you guys may disagree, but I believe that Malachi York was put away because he was educating. I believe that he was set up. I do not believe he's guilty.
We have the same belief.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to disagree. Okay, awesome. All right.
You're absolutely right.
And while we're admitting things, I was a second gunman on the grassy knoll.
why not the same effort in the black community towards taking down Nature Boy going towards freeing Malachi York?
Well, I think at this point, I can't speak for the black community being a honky-ass cracker, but I think at this point, nobody really knows about this cult. It's not just the black community or the white community. Really, a lot of people don't know about it. And I think thanks to you and T, the T on YouTube, TEA, hopefully we can expose this cult and take it down legally and lawfully, nonviolently, before it gets to take a hold of any more families.
Absolutely. Guys, I know we're going to go commercial break here. So, oh boy. Yeah, I want to try to look at some of this stuff. But, yeah, we're going to go commercial break. We'll be right back. So stay tuned. Did that jump the gun?
No, I actually cut it out.
You cut out the break.
Yeah.
Well, then let's keep going then.
Yeah, just keep going. Right. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, let's just keep going. Is there any of this material that we can play on the air that might be short enough for us to play?
I'm on their channel on the T. I see some weird clips that are real short. But
I think I got the video of my history I can send over about him in the pee-pee touching. Hold on, I got that off here somewhere. Hold on one sec. Let me just look through my history.
Yeah, because the more extra material that we can get on the show brings more validity, and that'll hook some interest here, more interest. It's a wonderful world we live in, I'm just going to say.
Well, I'll have their channel linked in the archive description for this hour, plus their latest video today about Nature Boy, so... That'll be in there. I see some interesting stuff. Let's see.
I just sent we'll over the one where he says he likes to get naked.
Okay, here we go.
Yo, the power is ours. All right, it's Leon X, the human liberator. And I just had to make this video real quick because I'm confused. I don't know if y'all know who Nature Boy is, but I've been following Bull for like a couple of years. And I had seen his whole grind and what he was trying to do and all of that type of stuff. But then I seen this. I just seen this today. Like, just now. I ain't never made no video.
Started being ashamed of his body.
Hold on.
And I seen it happen. I didn't want that
Hold
to
on.
Happen. They made him ashamed of his body. They showed him that he was naked. I did not want him to know he was naked. I said, my son started being ashamed
All right,
of
yo,
his
why
body.
Is not pausing? All right, cool. So, this video right here was posted like 12 hours ago. That shit got 100,000 something views. Bruh, what you about to hear, I don't got no words.
And I seen it happen. I didn't want that to happen. They made him ashamed of his body. They showed him that he was naked. I did not want him to know he was naked. I said, son, look here. I didn't even want him to be in a world where he knew he was naked. I wanted my son to be so pure that he never knew he was naked.
Whoops. I thought I was turning the volume up.
In front of my kids.
Hold on.
I knew he was naked. I take bath with my kids. I'm naked with my kids. I have sex in front of my kids. I'll never be ashamed of sex. My son be breastfeeding, I'll be making love to his mom. That's me, bro. That's how I get down around kids. I try to keep their purity. I don't want to take their purity away by covering myself up. They're going to be ashamed to cover themselves up. And I'm pure at heart. So you can think in your mind, if I let another kid here, I'm going to have to change the way I am so that your kid can be comfortable around me? No, I'm going to be naked as fuck in front of your kids. My son comes up and grabs my penis. I let
what?
Him grab my penis. I had sex with his mom. I'm making love to his mother. After I'm done, I'm going to be naked as fuck in front of your kids. My son comes up and grabs my penis. I let him grab my penis. I had sex with his mom. I'm making love to his mother. After I'm done, I'm laying there chilling. He grabbed my penis. And he's playing with my penis. I let that happen. I say, yeah, look, you got one suit. And he laughing. And the moment is over. It's pure. And if I do that with somebody else's kids, and you see how people turned on me over here? You see how people turn on me? Bro, I'm real human, bro. Yeah, that's real. That's how I'm with my son. My son trying to be, oh, daddy, don't cover up nothing, son. We naked in each other. We not niggas. It's our clothes. The fuck is you talking about? My son play with my people. He like, I say, yeah.
Yo, so
okay. So well, that seems almost as though that were like a bad comedy sketch. That seems like a it's so surreal. It's like a bad comedy sketch that failed.
Yeah, and then I didn't catch it to this next part. He's like, and you think I'm not going to let another kid do that? Like, I mean, it's weird enough to say that I let him do that, and then to say, you don't think I'll let another kid do that? And it goes on. He says, you don't think I have to be naked in front of other kids and all this stuff like that. I mean, it's weird enough if you're doing it to your own son, but, you know, being naked and you're going to let another... And then there's this girl out there, too, that she was pregnant, and they claim that she had a miscarriage. But I haven't, at least to this point, seen any record that there was a miscarriage occurred. So we have this baby out there, and then we had this other woman who died because I actually myself am a holistic type of person. You know, there's certain things about modern medicine that I think are good, but I think overall there's a lot of it that's bad. But there was a woman out there who was apparently denied medical attention, and she died. And then another point too is if they're bringing these chicks over there and guys, and they got STDs, and he's telling people with STDs to come there, and he's not curing them because he hasn't cured anybody from any STDs yet. And then they re-entering society, they're just spreading STDs everywhere. It's kind of gross, dude.
Well, I'm disgusted.
I gotta tell y'all that John Statmiller, the owner of the network, yesterday played a clip. He had me edit out all the kind of spicy stuff, which obviously we did not edit out. There will be a warning on this. But this is going on in schools. They're putting this into schools, man, where it's essentially porno. It's written porno, and people are going nuts on their school boards. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, and I mean, I get it. I get what he's saying. That doesn't mean I support it or like am gonna be like, yeah, let's put this.
Like,
out
I remember
there.
When I was like probably 10 years old. My dad had just got out the shower, but he had his boxers on, and he came downstairs and he's scratching his balls. And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? And he said, I'm scratching my balls. And I was like, okay. I kind of laughed, and then that's it. He didn't say, hey, come over here and play with it a little bit. Yeah, this is how it feels. You know what I'm saying?
I understand the sketch. Come over here and play with my balls, my cucky balls.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's one thing to sit your son down and say, you have a penis, boy. Like we said the other day, boys have penises and girls have vaginas. It's okay to sit down and say, hey, there's a difference between a boy and girls. You have this penis, whatever. And when they get older, too, you talk to them about sex. That's great. There's whole levels that because I do see what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong. I like, it's a good preface, but the preface isn't good enough to shield you from what he's actually saying. But yeah, he goes in the right direction with a lot of things, and that's the appeal to a lot of these cults too. Scientology, all these other things. People feel lost in the world. They're looking for something bigger. They're looking for spirituality. They're looking for connections. And let's be honest, the world that we're living in today, frankly, does not offer anything like that. It's just a bunch of Shepard Smith saying you and all your kids will die, and coronavirus, and the terror level's high. So when people hear something different and somebody that's confident in themselves offering something else, unfortunately, they just usually transmute one form of brainwashing to another. As a matter of fact, I was watching the documentary about what's the cult with the Rajneesh guy there. And there was a girl there who had actually been freed from Jonestown as a young child. And what happened after the fact is she ended up at another cult. So that illustrates my point, which is what people will switch one form of brainwashing from another. Oh, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I must be a Republican. Oh, I'm not a brainwashed Christian anymore, it must be a Scientologist, and on and on and on. And we really need to ensure people have critical thought. I think the best way to do that is introduce people to the Socratic method and just expose the negativity and the hypocrisy of what's occurring in these cults.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What do you think well, what method legally or route would you go if your purpose is to take this cult down? Like, what would you suggest?
Well, I'm a journalist, so I would actually play upon his hubris and have him do things in front of me, record it, and just hand it over to, simultaneously hand it over to the police and the public, and let them take him out.
But if you go to the T, all these videos have been exposed, and YouTube's even allowing them on there. What's going on? When can this be exposed? Like, when?
Well, I mean, if you have the actual crimes, the actual, I would record everything. I would pretend like I'd be a part of it. Sure. Well, I'm not drinking semen, but you know, there is a certain level of infiltration you can do, and just record everything. Every last bit of it, and just turn it over. You're gonna tell me CPS is not gonna want to come and take those kids?
Exactly.
They
yeah.
Tried that angle. They tried.
Well,
that
you
angle.
Know, it's another angle which I don't think has been really furthered too well, and it's something that we're just starting to look into. Is he's apparently getting or having a lot of his followers take out small business loans, and they don't have businesses. Somebody apparently took one out for a chiropractor for like $80,000, and they've never been a chiropractor before. So, you know, they even got Capone on tax evasion or, you know, finances. So this could be something potentially like faulty loans, fraudulent loans that could potentially take them down. So that's another angle that we're looking at pursuing.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that if the cult members, many of them, which I have the photos, a few of the photos, took out like somewhere 50,000, one was 30,000 for a salon. None of them have ever been like owners of anything like that. Do you think that would be a better route to go because the government's greedy as hell? Or do you think... you know, what is your opinion on this?
I missed half the question. It sort of didn't come through.
Well, do you think better to pursue the small business loan angle or the infiltration? What do you think might be?
I would do the infiltration because you got probable cause already with the loan stuff. That gives you the infiltration, and then once you got everything else that you need, you bring him down.
I gotta get the details for him because
we're gonna have to make a highlight reel of some of not highlights, lowlights. Apparently, be out there once. If there's a rich oil billionaire out there, or some tech Silicon Valley person, if you want to send us a bunch of money so we can spend an extra week in Puerto Rico after we solve the crime. I promise I will go up there and confront the thing. I can't infiltrate him because I'm not drinking semen. But yeah, I will definitely go up there and offer tacos and beer to the cult leaders so they can leave. I also plan to do that in Scientology on my own accord. So I think that's partially it's a three-pronged attack. We got to expose them. We got to look into their finances, and then infiltration is something. And of course, if anybody wants to. Buy us 2 one-way tickets to Puerto Rico and an Airbnb for a month. We'll just create our own cult. No, just kidding. But it's a good idea to expose these fools. And I know we have people all over the place. If you're in Puerto Rico, man, take some film. Go over there. Shoot a drone film. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on. Because the authorities aren't investigating.
This is wokeness, man. This is woke all the way through. What most people think woke is what I'm hearing. And that's why they're not going to take it down. They're not going to take it down because this plays into their agenda. If they can make you sound like you're a crazy person, then you get canceled. But if you're literally going to be, and this isn't a racial thing, but if you want to go back to being an ape and being a cult, spiritual, you know, aborigine tribe that's really twisted, that's considered good and that's wholesome. And I mean, I could argue philosophy devil's advocate all day long about, yeah, maybe we need to go back But no, I don't want to be a member of the Aztec priesthood. And no, I don't want to be a member of the Mayan priesthood or the Egyptian priesthood or any... Frankly, I don't want to be a member of the Catholic priesthood, you know what I mean? But I don't want to be on Epstein's Island. I don't want to be a janitor in on Epstein's Island either. That I think it's just, it's so woke that they have to put it out there so they can weasel in, just like literally just smut porn into the schools where they're talking about sucking and eating the you-know-whats. And
have good. We seen, I haven't seen any of that, and I keep hearing about this stuff. I mean, how far is it? Is it description of
yes.
actual sexual?
Sex acts. It's on RBN's website, dude. It's on the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Virginia parents. There's a county in Virginia, and the parents light up the school board, and they're like, "What are you people doing?" And they read from the text in the school board meetings, and it's literally talking about like young people, and well, we did something. She blanked my blank. Yeah. And then it's like clip after clip. This guy was pretty cool, but I didn't really like him, but he was all right. He had a big blank. So a girl needs a big blank every now and then. I had to edit all this out like 2 minutes for airtime yesterday for John on his show. And I'm just like,
well,
whoa, dude.
So I don't think we need... Do we need the descriptions? I mean, I when I was in school, you know, hey, there's a book on Greek art here. I'm checking this out from the library. Hey, guys, you want to see this for another 4 weeks?
Yeah, that was enough, man. I mean, as you said, it's in private, and your family, people know, you know, it's like you always knew when you're growing up, there was that one kid who knew way more or too much than he should have known at age, you know, 7 or 8. And then there were the people and everybody, you know, everybody's talking in their cliques and their friend groups and all through high school and college. It's all a, you know, we know, man. It's just like everybody cusses, you know.
Yeah, you're gonna come into it. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, you just don't promote but, it. You know, you shove it on someone either. Like, oh, I'm gonna initiate this little child into the, you know, adulthood.
That's why you school your kids if at all possible, and you just have to do everything that you can to make it work. They teach you nothing that's good in public schools. They don't prepare you for the real world. It's all lies. It's just a bunch of disgusting stuff. I would never let my I don't have a child, but if I'm lucky enough to have a child one day, I definitely won't be attending any public school. You know, that's one of the other examples of you know, I hate the Democrats and the Republicans equally. But, you know, that's one of the things. Republicans say they hate socialism, but they don't mind socialized schools. They don't mind socialized police. And the schools are – and it's funny because the Republicans are actually fighting for them to go back to school. Let's open up the let's open up the public indoctrination camps. Yeah, good idea.
Hey, if y'all want to hear a quick comment from a real guy here, Richard from Austin's got a – he's got some new stuff.
Yeah.
He's got something about – Richard's got something here about Obama being in a cult. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, fellas? You guys can finish my sentence because I know you know about it. The Sabu cult. I like to expose Obama every time I get a chance because he's the king of the bootlegs, like I said last time. But he was in a cult in Indonesia called the Sabu cult, and that young lady named Lorena Fuddy, who died after she left Hawaii, trying to legitimize Obama's birth certificate. She was one of the people who would fly around with Obama's mom and establish new cults. And she even established one in Seattle where I literally grew up at as a child. So I wanted you guys to throw that cult in there too, because they're worldwide and they got like 10,000 members.
I've never heard of that. Could you spell that for me? And also, have you seen Obama dancing on Ellen, Barack?
Have I seen him dancing on Ellen? Yeah, he looked like a soy boy to me, but that was the question. Yeah, but yeah, the Sabu cult. Let me get serious. Yeah, because his mother, I guess she remarried an Indonesian fella who was high up in the government. And this, if you go look at his pictures, he looks more like Obama than anybody who, like they said, Malcolm X might be his dad. He looks more like Sabu than Malcolm X, and they said, what's that other guy from Chicago? They said but he doesn't look like neither of them, but he looks exactly like this guy, Mohammed Sadboud, something, Wajahoji or something, Wajahoji.
This guy?
He's the one who started. What was that now?
Was that the communist guy? They wrote about him in that book, Dreams of My Real Father?
Well, no, I think you're talking about the guy from Africa. Not him. Not the one that everybody thought was his dad from Kenya. I'm talking about the guy from India who looks, he's light-skinned and everything. And if you look, just look up Sabu's cult, because there's a whole lot more to it. And I haven't looked it up in about 5 years. That's why I'm kind of sketchy on the information.
You're talking.
The lady Lorena cult. Lorena Fuddy, you guys know who she is, I'm sure. She literally flew around the country establishing new cults. She was like their envoy or something. And when Obama was able to escape Indonesia when they started that little civil war, and somehow he got out with those fake papers, they went to Chicago and started a fraction of it, Cebu cult. They went to Seattle and started a faction. I forget all the other places, but they flew all over the country. This lady, Lorena Fuddy, she was busy. And Obama, so he got a lot of action when he was growing up. He was a Muslim. He was in a Cebu cult. And this guy looks just like Obama, so he might be Obama's daddy, the truth be told. Now, that's a stretch. But,
you're talking about Mohammed Sabu Somahad Iwijojo?
Right, that's the guy. Now, go look at the rest of it, because there's a whole lot of information. They started like a whole thing behind this movie. It's supposed to be like some dance movements. You know, it's not a religion per se. It's more like a spiritual dance or something. And the guy just converted into like a personality cult, just like all the other people you talked about from Jim Jones. And so he probably was connected with the CIA. I mean, that's usually the bottom line. We know that. Because he went too far with it. He had too much access, too many women, you know. And whenever that happens, you know the bottom line better than me. You guys are like geniuses or something. I don't know how you remember all the information you remember, but you guys can pretty much finish it from there. And I'm going to go ahead and get on. I just had to, every time I can expose Obama, because I hate him so much, because he's the one, you guys know that, he's the one that allowed the final touches, that final COVID Frankenstein to go to China to be finished off. And now all we hear about is these disease. You know, even Trump, I tried to like him, but now he's the mass murderer now, but you know, now the Chinese have that stigma when it's really Obama that allowed them to break that international law that Dr. Francis Boyle helped establish. You know, so Obama, once again, is at the tail end of everything. The banker bailout, blowing up Libya and allowing the war to continue on down to Turkey and everywhere else. But he never gets the credit because he's a black man, you know. And I love my black people, but I like V-type black people.
You know, I thought he was there to take all the blame as a black man, but I guess not.
You know, I would like to say that, but I can't say that if every time we look, you know, at the tail end of everything, it couldn't have happened without him. Like, we know that Hillary was the Secretary of State, and they blame her for blowing up Libya, but Obama was the Commander-in-Chief. And we know Bush started the banker bailout and his cronies, but Obama finished it off in grand fashion, and nobody went to jail, just like Trump. Nobody went to jail, Trump. So I got to look at who was the Commander-in-Chief every time. Then you look at the bloodlines, he's part of the bloodline. So, you know, he's the black part, but he's still part. So, and see, and the reason why I hate him so much, I got to say this, because people think I'm just player hating. It's because he turned into like our new Jesus Christ. He turned into our new Martin Luther King. He turned into our new George Floyd. But old George Floyd, he gets too much credit for doing good when he ain't done nothing but bad for black folks, far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
All these young black people killing all
I would have to agree with
Obama.
You.
Yeah. I mean, they thought Obama was going to be, you know, going to uplift our black nation, you know, if we have to go there. He was going to be the Pan-African and, you know, the new Marcus Garvey. And all he did was downplay his blackness. But he upplayed
the
gayness.
He downplayed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Richard, you're right on. Richard, I you should call this show more often. Right now, we got to end the show because we just... we pumped out a lot of energy on the show, and we gotta go. But call again.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, Richard. Richard's one of the best cultural I want to say. Well, he brings in that secret history, especially that we should all know. But that cultural history. But yeah, I want to thank everybody for being on the show, and we're gonna kick off the show with a little something something. And hey, we're gonna catch you again tomorrow night. So I'll say this: remember, in the land of surveillance, man, third eye is king. So educate yourselves. Have a good night.
I can make a bigger splash than you.
Oh, yeah? Give it a shot.
Can opener.
Man, that one was huge.
You go.
Jackknife.
That was a dud, Jimmy.
Shut up, Tracy.
You shut up.
Lunchtime, kids.
All right.
I made some deli sandwiches and sliced up some cantaloupe. I figured you could eat a little food and then maybe play with your cock and balls for a while.
I'm just going to eat, Mom.
All right. And then maybe a little later you play with your cock and balls for Mama.
I don't think so.
Okay, baby. Slow down, Jimmy. You're already halfway done your sandwich. You're going to get a bellyache.
No, I'm not. I'm hungry.
I know, but you shouldn't eat so fast. You're rushing, honey. You're going to choke.
Put down your sandwich and beat off your cock and balls for a little bit. Pace yourself.
Oh, good.
Tracy, do you want some fruit or a sandwich?
No, Mom. I'm trying to lose weight. Guy said I'm getting fat.
What? You look beautiful, honey. He's crazy.
Guy said last summer I looked better in a bathing suit, so I'm going to try to lose like 3 or 4 pounds.
Sweetheart, you've got so much to learn. Guy doesn't want you to lose weight, baby. It's just his way of telling you he wants you to smack around his cock and balls some more, honey. He's got some balls and some cock. You gotta stroke his schlong or at least bite his nuts.
Mom!
You're scared, aren't you, honey? You want Mama to help you? Mama will stroke Guy's penis for him. No one has to know. I'll sneak in when it's dark.
Mom, please.
Do you not know how to tug on the cock and balls? Do you need Mama to show you? Get me a carrot, sweetheart. Where are you going?
Mom, where's the suntan lotion?
It's under the chair, baby. Are you going to lube up your cock and balls and whack it for a little bit?
No, I'm just going to put some on my face so I don't get sunburned.
Smart thinking, honey. And while you're at it, you can put some on your brother's ding-dong and knock around his nuts for him.
Mom!
What, Jimmy? Let your brother whack your cock and nuts for a little bit. You're not playing with them right now, so why not let him share, baby?
You're weird, Mom. I'm going swimming.
Oh, you shouldn't swim for a half an hour. I read that.
Why?
Because you just ate, honey, and you'll get cramps.
Why don't you just lay on the side of the pool and jiggle your balls for Mama?
It's okay. I'll stay in the shallow end.
Okay, baby, but don't hurt yourself with that big juicy hog of yours.
Hey, JM, throw me that frisbee.
Here. Whoops.
Nice throw. Went over the fence into the chasing zone.
Don't get all huffy-puffy. I'll get it. Mama will make everything all right. JM, you watch Jimmy and make sure he's safe in that water.
Okay, Ma.
And if you want, you can beat your cock and balls for a little bit. Hi, Mr. Chasen.
Oh, hi, Emily. How are you?
Oh, the boy threw the frisbee over the fence. Grab your hard
car. Kiss his wheel. Take her earth pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.